Hey, this is Dylan Short, host of Locked On Braves, and you're listening to Locked On Yankees.
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us at Locked On Yankees, all one word, on Twitter. You can find me at Stace Gots on Twitter. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I don't want to go in depth and rehash this horrible series that the Yankees just played this weekend in Tampa. I will briefly go through it, but I was planning on doing an extra episode over the weekend about my first time at Yankee Stadium 37 years ago, and then my voice decided to go out on me. So, we'll be doing that today. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Right off the bat, pun intended, I'm going to apologize for the roaring noise behind my voice, but it is hot in the Northeast today. It's humid, it's disgusting, and I have my air conditioner on. My air conditioner is so old that the mechanism that you use to change the settings is broken. When I turn the knob, it doesn't do anything, so it's stuck on high. That's the noise you're hearing in the background. I apologize, but again, it's too hot. I can't sit in here without AC on. Briefly, let's discuss the series that happened in Tampa this weekend. Here's the thing. The most frustrating game was obviously yesterday's game because James Paxton pitched so well for the first six innings that he was in the game, and then he fell apart. But the other frustrating part was that the Yankees could not buy a hit with runners in scoring position. If they had just a couple of those hits yesterday, the three runs that Paxton gave up would not have mattered because they would have won the game. If you've listened to this podcast for a long time, or if you've followed me on Twitter for a long time, you know that I cannot stand Tropicana Field. I think it's the worst ballpark in America. I think it should be struck down by a drone, and no one should ever play there. And lately, the Yankees have had such issues playing in that ballpark. And it's not as if the Yankees are a mediocre team and Tampa's beating them up. A lot of these losses are really frustrating. I think it was last year I was at a restaurant watching the Yankees. Yeah, it was last year, right? Because Travis d'Arnaud was on the team last year and he hit a walk-off off Chad Green in Tropicana Field. I was in a restaurant and I very loudly screamed out an expletive in the middle of a restaurant, because that's how I am when I watch the Yankees lose on a walk-off. And that's what happened yesterday afternoon. Obviously, I wasn't in a restaurant yesterday because of the pandemic. I was in my house. But yes, it's frustrating. I'm glad they're out of Tampa. I'm glad they're on their way home. I'm glad they have a day off because they need one. And hopefully, they'll regroup and do better tomorrow night against the Braves. As of now, the Yankees don't have a starter listed for tomorrow night against the Braves, but they will be facing off against Touki Toussaint, who has one of the best names in baseball history, in my opinion. Hopefully, the series will be set tomorrow, and I will be able to preview everything for you on tomorrow's show. So right now, the Yankees are still in first place in the AL East, thankfully. The closest team to them is 8-8. They are 10-6 right now, so they're the only team in the AL East with a record above 500. But they've looked bad the last few days, and as I said, I'm glad they have today off. Hopefully they will regroup and figure out what's going on, because all of the strikeouts that they had this weekend were so frustrating to watch. Before I started recording, I looked back at 35 years ago today, just randomly to see how the Yankees did, and they beat the Red Sox. It was a Saturday. It was in Fenway Park. There were 33,009 people there. The game lasted 3 hours and 15 minutes, and Joe Cowley got the win. Oil Can Boyd got the loss. Dave Rigetti got the save. And let's look at the lineups, because you guys, if you've listened to me for a long time, you know I love doing this because it's so much fun reading off these names and remembering these guys. I happened to go to a lot of games in 1985 for some reason. My dad just kept taking us to the stadium. So again, this was at Fenway, so the Yankees lineup is listed first. Ricky Henderson, Don Mattingly, Dave Winfield, Ken Griffey, Don Baylor, Willie Randolph, Butch Weiniger, Mike Pagliarulo, Bobby Meacham. Again, Joe Calley was your starter. For the Red Sox, Dwight Evans, Wade Boggs, Jim Rice, Bill Buckner, Tony Armas, Mike Easler, Rich Gedman, Marty Barrett, Jackie Gutierrez, and again, Oil Can Boyd. Have fun. I won't go through the whole game. Let's just see how everyone scored, because that's always fun to do. Also, oh, okay, Yankees got things started right away. Ricky Henderson walked. Don Mattingly hit a single. Winfield hit a double that scored both Henderson and Mattingly. Ken Griffey hit a fly ball that advanced Winfield to third. Don Baylor hit a sack fly that scored Winfield, so the Yankees were up 3-0 right away. In the top of the second, Ricky Henderson hit a ground out that scored Butch Weiniger, who had walked to start the inning and was advanced to third on a double by Mike Pagliarulo. In the bottom of the seventh, Dwight Evans hit a double that scored Easler and Gutierrez, and it was 4-2 Yankees. The top of the eighth, Butch Weiniger hit a single that scored Don Baylor. The Yankees went up 5-2. Jim Rice had a leadoff home run in the bottom of the eighth off Cowley to make it 5-2. That's when Dave Righetti came into the game, and he got three straight outs. In the top of the ninth, Ken Griffey hit a sack fly to score Bobby Meacham. Don Baylor hit a single that scored Mattingly, and the Yankees went up 7-3. That's how it would end. In a moment, I'm going to tell you the story of my first experience at Yankee Stadium way back on August 8th, 1983. But before we do that, let's talk about CBDMD.com. Because it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or if you're like me, spend hours a day in front of your laptop, hunched over it. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters the most. And to make it easier for you to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. August 8th, 1983 was a Monday. The Yankees were playing a single admission doubleheader against the Toronto Blue Jays, and my father, I have no idea why, decided to take four soon-to-be nine-year-olds, or actually I think two of them just turned nine, me and my other friend were about to turn nine. He took four of us to a single admission doubleheader at Yankee Stadium by himself. My father is no longer alive, but if he were, I would ask him what the hell he was thinking. At the time, I didn't think it was a big thing, but now that I'm an adult and I have friends with children and see them have to wrangle them at events, I don't understand how he did this or why. Just for kicks, I'm going to read off the top five songs that week, because 1983 was my favorite summer as a kid. Me going to these Yankee games, that was a big reason why that summer was a big summer for me, but here we go. Number five was Is There Something I Should Know by Duran Duran. Number four, Maniac by Michael Sambello, you know, Maniac from Flashdance. Number three, She Works Hard for the Money by Donna Summer. Number two, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by The Eurythmics. And number one was Every Breath You Take, which was number one for most of that summer. So I was a couple of weeks shy of my ninth birthday when I finally went to Yankee Stadium for the first time. And I remember at the time being frustrated with my dad for waiting so long to take me to Yankee Stadium. And even at that young age, I thought it was because I was a girl, and that if his firstborn child were male, he would have taken me to a few games by then. But he made it up to me by taking me to a single admission doubleheader. As I said, the Yankees were scheduled to play the Blue Jays, and on top of being able to see two games in one day, my father invited Joe, the boy I had a crush on, to go with us, along with two of my other friends, Billy and John. So when I was younger, I was half tomboy, half girly girl. There'd be days where I'd want to play kickball with my guy friends during recess, and then there were other times where I'd want to gossip with the girls about the cute boys in my classes. Even in kindergarten, we had a setup. I was in kindergarten during the 1979-80 school year, so high 40 years ago. And there was a house set up in the corner for the girls to play in. And then next to it, there was an area with trucks and blocks and everything that boys can build. And there were some days where I wanted to play house and other days where I wanted to build things with the boys. So I've always kind of been that way. And, you know, we passed Yankee Stadium so many times when I was a kid. I had seen it from the outside. We had relatives out in Long Island. You know, I grew up in the city, so the first few years of my life, I lived in Manhattan, and I'd always see Yankee Stadium when we were driving on the Deegan. It always seemed so big to me, and when I first walked into the stadium, I remember it as clear as day. It was 37 years ago, and I remember walking in and just looking around and thinking, oh my God, it's huge. And everything seemed so much brighter to me that day. The grass seemed so much more vibrant than it did on TV. The outfield walls, the seats, even the ceiling of the loge section above us, because we were sitting in left field in the first row. And back then, the wall went all the way back to the seats. It was baseball heaven for me. I was so excited. I remember my dad had to tell me to sit down because I didn't want to. I just wanted to stand there and look at everything and smell everything. I could smell hot dogs. I could smell popcorn. It was just amazing. So I remember kind of being nervous sitting where we were because my thought was if a ball came to us, I would be in big trouble because I've always had bad eyes and I did not have great hand-eye coordination. So I was hoping that if anything came near us, my dad would be able to catch it. So here is the lineup for the first game of the day. Willie Randolph, Greg Nettles, Dave Winfield, Oscar Gamble, Butch Weiniger, Steve Kemp, Don Mattingly, Jerry Mumphrey, Andre Robertson. Obviously, you have a few recognizable names in that lineup, and then there are other names that aren't as recognizable, unless you're like us and diehard Yankee fans. Mattingly had only been up for a little while at that point. Randolph and Nettles were mainstays from the bygone Bronx Zoo era, and Winfield was Winfield. So that lineup in that first game produced 8 runs off 3 Toronto pitchers, Jim Clancy, who started, and relievers Jim Acker and Randy Moffitt. The Yankees were fortunate in that first game because Ron Guidry was their starter, and he pitched a complete game, which is what you would want from your starting pitcher in the first game of a doubleheader. Now, I didn't see any home runs in that first game in person because we made an ill-timed bathroom and food break. But luckily for me, the Yankees made up for it in Game 2. Here's your lineup for Game 2. Willie Randolph, Greg Nettles, Dave Winfield, Ken Griffey, Don Baylor, Don Mattingly, Jerry Mumphrey, Rick Cerrone, Andre Robertson. By the way, in the second game, Don Mattingly played right field. Now, this lineup scored 11 runs off Toronto pitching. Dave Winfield, Ken Griffey, and Don Baylor all hit home runs. Griffey and Baylor went back-to-back in the bottom of the first. Griffey hit a grand slam to right. Baylor hit a solo shot to left. And no, we didn't catch it. It wasn't that close to us. But the best thing that happened was Dave Winfield was in the outfield between the games because he was playing left field in Game 2. And my dad was talking to him as if he knew him for years, because that's how my dad was. And I just sat there staring, thinking, holy cow, my dad is talking to Dave Winfield. So the Yankees won both games. So my first experience at Yankee Stadium wasn't just attending a doubleheader. I saw a doubleheader sweep. I watched a complete game be thrown. I saw a lot of home runs. Dave Winfield was talking to my father like they were friends. It was a great day. And I remember being really tired after it, because that's a long day, being at a single admission doubleheader, especially when you're about to turn 9 and you're sitting in the sun all day. And yeah, it was a long day, but It cemented my love for baseball, and after that experience, I wanted to go all the time. And I will say that I had a streak. The Yankees won the first 10 games that I attended, and of course I thought it was because I was there. That streak ended in September 1984. I went to a Red Sox-Yankees game with my father and uncle. We were sitting in the loge, and as I was sitting there, I could feel myself getting a fever. So my dad made me leave. I didn't want to leave because I wanted to see the whole game. And we listened to the Yankees lose in the car on the way home, and I blamed myself because I left early. Can you imagine? So that's the story of me attending my first games at Yankee Stadium. If you can remember when you attended your first Yankee game, I suggest you look back at the box scores just to see what happened and who was playing, because it's so much fun to do that. And I know that a lot of you listening to this are much younger than me, so you probably went to your first game during the dynasty in the 90s. And if that's true for you, you probably saw a good game. Let's discuss some Yankees news before I sign off. Giancarlo Stanton was moved to the 10-day IL because he has a hamstring strain. It looks like Clint Frazier will be called up. And I say, give Clint Frazier all the at-bats at DH. Do not put him in the field. Let's see what he does at the plate. According to Joel Sherman, the plan is to call him up before tomorrow night's game. But it seems Clint Frazier already knows that because he posted a Toy Story GIF on his Twitter account, and according to Brendan Cuddy of NJ.com, the last time Clint Frazier posted a Toy Story GIF was when he wasn't traded last season. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday and the Yankee off day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.